question. It's going to take some time to think about the answer here, but here's the question. Who do you know that is like politically powerful or famous that you could pick up the phone and call and they'd stop what they're doing and take your call? Who's the most famous person that we would all recognize, do you know? And oh, by the way, no lying in church. I just thought, knowing you as well as I do, I thought I'd get that out there. So no Donald Trumps or George Clooney's or anything like that. Who do you know? How about up here, Bob? Steve. Okay. Well, I was thinking about this myself. You know, I've been around the block a few times and bumped into some people in my career. And I was thinking, well, maybe the bishop. Maybe Ian Douglas, the bishop of Connecticut. I could just hear it now. Bishop Douglas, Father Michael from Waterbury is calling. Ah, tell him I'll get back to him. That's about how long that call would last. So, me too. You know, this whole concept of clout, that's what we call clout. It's like your access to a mover or shaker, to somebody who's got, you know, got some juice to get things done. That's important to have in this world, don't you think? I mean, that kind of lets you know how close to the throne of power you sit. And quite apparently in this congregation, myself included, we're not just very close to that, are we? Looks like not. Okay, so in today's gospel, Jesus, because there's so many people, he kind of goes up on a mountain so he can be heard, because there were so many people around him. He didn't want the sound bouncing off people and nobody to hear that. And it's Matthew's way of sort of setting Jesus up as a new Moses. This is really important, what I'm going to tell you. And Jesus then talks about who has access to God. Who's going to have access? Who's going to be close to God? Now, having taught religion in a high school, let me tell you, there's all kinds of, all these Beatitudes tell you who's going to be close to God. And I was trying to think of ways to, you know, aggregate these things so kids, freshmen in high school, could know them or memorize them, because, you know, there'd be a test. So we got a lot of M's. Beatitudes to start with M's, right? Got meek. Got merciful, right? What else? Mourn. Mourn, meek, merciful. We got three M's. How about P's? We got poor, persecuted, peacemakers. So, you know, aggregate them that way. Make them easy to memorize. Commit to memory. They still struggled. That means I, as a teacher, didn't do a good enough job. You know? As simple as I try to make it, they just like, in one ear, out the other. Didn't retain it. So finally I came down to this way of understanding all those Beatitudes. Who's got access to God? Who is the closest to God? Here it is. It's as simple as I can make it. Who has access to God are the helpless and those who are helping them. Two H's. Those are the people who will be closest to God. And in all of our lives, we're going to fall into one of those two groups. At some time, I can promise you that will happen. You know, I myself had to go through him a few times. He says, blessed are the poor. I'm not poor. Blessed are the meek. I'm not meek. So I'm kind of out of luck here. It was only until I got to mourn. And I know a lot of you too have lost people very close to you in your life. Somebody who's maybe whose life meant more to you than your own. So I found myself in that group. I knew something about that. Yeah. And I know a lot of you do too. If you lost someone like that. But if you can find your way into one, you can figure out what the rest. It means you were too poor. You did not have means to change what happened. You would have given anything to change it, but you couldn't. You didn't have the means. And that's what it means to be poor. You're a little short. Yeah. You're going to find yourself in one of those two groups. I can promise you. Anybody who has encountered helplessness in their life knows what that means and what that feels like. And then let's flip it over to the other side. Helpless and those who help them. And those who help them. Those who uplift them. Those who comfort them. We have the ability to find ourselves in that group, too. Our society is kind of organized around a different principle. Our society organizes itself around getting stuff, keeping stuff, and keeping other people from getting the stuff that we have. It's the way our society works. We want to build a strong society, have strong defenses. Throw up a wall. We want to have a safe homeland. Prevent other people from making this their homeland. And that's stout, forthright leadership. The kind any red-blooded American can admire. Where do we find ourselves in those two groups? The helpless and those who are helping. That's the way you measure Christian life. That's the way you measure who's close to God. That other way of thinking has a Christian veneer to it, doesn't it? Christian veneer. What Jesus is talking about is two groups. The helpless and those who are helping them. So what we can do to figure out just where in our own lives we are is, and what access we have, is use the phone test. If you pick up the phone and call somebody important and they don't have the time to talk to you, you're talking to the wrong people. If you pick up the phone and you say, you know, we've got some extra food around the house, where can we drop it off? I promise you, you will find somebody to take your call. Oh, we've got some old clothes in the attic here. Where can I drop them off? I promise you, there will be somebody to take your call. When is the next blood bank, and when can I come down and donate? Someone will take that call. Here's the good news. We have access to the right people when we make those kinds of calls. The helpless, and those who help them. Where do you find yourself today? Because you're invited to take your place in one of those two groups. And blessed are you, and blessed are you when you do. Amen.